Let me start off by saying that I envy you. You are in Eretz Yisrael. You are home. You're spiritually home. Just as when one is physically home, that gives one a certain degree of physical and emotional comfort, your bed, your room, a hug from your mother. Being spiritually home gives one a spiritual and an emotional comfort. You can feel the warm bear hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're with your people, your brothers, your sisters. You can feel the oneness of Klal Yisrael. I hope in Yirtzeh Hashem to be able to join you in a few days, but in the meantime, I'm speaking to you from the Galut of Washington Heights. When I was your age, I studied with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Shlita. While I was still at the yeshiva, he decided to make aliyah. And there was a luncheon that was tendered in his honor in the dining room of the yeshiva. He spoke, and I remember his words, which were over 45 years ago, as though they were spoken this morning. He compared the world to a stadium in which history is being played out. World history is Jewish history, and Jewish history is world history. In a stadium, there's a playing field, and there are grandstands. Those who are in the grandstands are spectators. Those who are on the playing field, those are the participants. The playing field, stated Rabbi Lichtenstein, is Eretz Yisrael. The grandstands are Galut. I, said Rabbi Lichtenstein, want to be a participant in Jewish history. So I'm making Aliyah. In the grandstands, there are bleachers that are far away, and there are box seats that are close up. But the common denominator is that they're all spectators. As a parenthetical comment, I'll say that a few years later, I made Aliyah. You have the zchut, you have the tremendous privilege that you've chosen at this point now to be with the participants in the playing out of Jewish history in this crucial era of Ikvas of the Meshicha. Ashreichem, may you be blessed with your decision. We have a tradition that all Jewish history is encapsulated in the Torah. Hafochva v'hafochva dekulava. And as the Ramban points out many times in his Perush on Bereshit, Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lebanim. In another week and a half, we're going to read Parshat Vayishlach, which gives us instructions, according to the Ramban, on how to confront an implacable enemy. When Yaakov heard that Esav was marching towards him, he prepared himself a chinatzmo l'shlosha devarim, l'tfila, l'doron, u'lemilchama. The doron, the gift, is not that which the enemy deserves by any means. It's an attempt to try and sacrifice for peace, to try and give something which is not deserved, but just in order to placate the enemy. We began this process a number of years ago with the doron. We gave the residents of Ritzuat Aza a real doron. We removed the Jewish settlements of Gush Katif. We called it, in Hebrew, the Hitnatkut. Hitnatkut is a very, very powerful emotional word. It means the tearing, the breaking of ties, tearing away Jews from their homes in Eretz Yisrael, tearing away Jews from beautiful communities that they built stone by stone, step by step, in the sand dunes of Aza, a community or communities that were rich in Bein Adam HaMakom, Bein Adam HaChavero, Ma'aseh Chesed, ideal communities of Torah v'Avoda. We gave this Doron with pain, but hoping that it would bring peace. It was a Doron, it was a gift that far surpassed in its sacrifice that which Yaakov gave Esav. These weren't animals, Tzon, Bakar, Gemalim. We're dealing over here with people's lives, people's investments, people's dreams. It was grabbed hungrily, and then the missiles that at that time had been lobbed into Gush Katif began being sent to Otef Aza, then Eshkol, and then over the years to Beersheva, to Ashkelon, to Ashdod. And so currently we're in the next stage, the stage of Milchama. And as you know better than anyone here in America, there are three fronts of this war. Two operational and one in potential. The front of the army, the air force, the navy, is the infrastructure of terror, the precision bombings, which the whole world is waiting for us to make the slightest mistake, and then to call it a massacre and to call us mass murderers. We live in an alma de shikra. We live in a world of lies and deceptions. The second front is you, the civilian population of Eretz Yisrael, from Beersheva in the south to Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim in the center. And I don't have to describe to you what it means to hear a siren, what it means to scramble to a stairwell, what it means to hear the shriek of a missile, and then the boom that follows it. The third front, still in potential, are those thousands of young soldiers, Giborei Yisrael, ready on the boundary of Gaza, waiting for the command to begin a ground offensive. Our children, our nephews, our relatives, our fellow Jews, and we pray and hope that they'll be spared this option. This was the Doron, and this is the Milchama. The third preparation, the third Hachana, is for Tefillah. And that's what I want to speak to you about for a few minutes. Tefillah has no fronts, no boundaries. It's irrelevant if one's in the grandstand or on the playing field. Here in YU, we're constantly davening. But tefillah has one precondition, has one prerequisite. Tefillah is an avodah shebalev. It has to come from the heart. And here, you in Eretz Yisrael have unique advantage over us here in Chutz La'aretz. Chazal tell us that there are three forms of tefillah. There is tefillah leDavid, there is tefillah leMoshe, and there is tefillah leAni. There's a tefillah that comes from a David, a unique individual who is a Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, who develops a very, very special emotional and spiritual connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can sing his praises. I'll call Divrei Shirot B'Tishbachot David Ben Yishai Avdecha Meshichecha. There's another tefillah, the tefillah of Moshe, the tefillah that stems from an Ish Elokim who has internalized God's will as presented in the Torah. Those are very, very powerful tefillot. And then there is tefillah la'ani. There is a tefillah that stems from the broken heart of a person who is in need and who is in pain. The Zohar in Parshat Balak asks, Mi chashuva mikulan? Which of these tefillot is most powerful? Havei Omer, says the Zohar, Zo tefillah la'ani. The tefillah la'ani is the most powerful of the three. Ha'anihu shvur lev. Uksiv, korov Hashem l'nishburei lev. To give just one example, we know that Avram Avinu davened and argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the cities of stone, for the five cities of stone, over and over, and the answer was in the negative. Lot, his nephew, davened for one city, Tzohar, one city of stone, and he was answered in the affirmative. How in the world did HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to the tefillah of Lot, of the wayward nephew, when he did not agree to the tefillah of Avraham, Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ohavi? The answer is that Lo Davend Tfila La'ani. His tfila stemmed from the deepest recesses of his heart. He was in need. He was suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens, Karov Hashem L'nishbarei Lev. Tfila La'ani is the most powerful of the tfilot. To prepare oneself for Tfila La'ani, it requires that we deeply, deeply, in the inner recesses of our hearts, feel the pain of Klal Yisrael, as though it's our pain. That creates the Tfila La'ani. That turns us into Nishbarei Lev. To feel that the father quaking in Be'er Sheva, to feel that the mother screaming in Ashdod, to feel that the child crying in Ashkelon, the baby wounded in Kiryat Malachi, are us. They're all extensions of us. This should be felt for any Jew in pain anywhere in the world, but particularly in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us that when Bnei Yisrael crossed into Eretz Yisrael, they accepted upon themselves arvut, mutual responsibility, a oneness, an achdut. Kol Yisrael arevim ze laze, or Kol Yisrael arevim ze boze. Ayin resh bet, that root means a mixture, a ta'arovet, a compound. It's more than a relative, it's more than a brother and a sister. It's something which is internal. Chazal, in explaining in the Yerushalmi the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamocha, of the Isurim, the provisions of Lo Sikom Velo Sitor, gives the following mashal, the following parable. A person is holding a piece of meat in his left hand. He's holding a knife in his right hand. And as he's cutting the meat, the right hand, the knife in the right hand, cuts the left hand. Would it enter into anyone's mind that the left hand would grab the knife from the right hand and cut the right hand just so? Mida keneged mida, measure for measure? Chas v'shalom. That's lo sikom v'lo titor. Lo sikom v'lo titor assumes that the Jews are one body, that two Jews are a left hand and a right hand. It's a unity. Why in the world would a person want to hurt himself? V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, kamocha mamash. Everyone probably has heard the famous story of Rav Shvadron, that when he was in England and he took his wife to the doctor, he told the doctor, my wife's left leg hurts us. One body, one entity. But we're even more than one body. Kol Yisrael arevim ze baze implies that we're also one soul. We share a neshama klalit. One feels that more in Eretz Yisrael. Here in America, you could say that we're one in terms of culture, we're one in terms of language, we look alike. In the eyes of the non-Jews, we're all the same. But in Eretz Yisrael, where you have a kibbutz galiot, where you have Jews from Russia, from Ethiopia, you have Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Teimanim, you have Chasidim, you have Chilonim, you have Litaim, you have Charedim, you have Datiim Lumiim, different cultures, different lifestyles, totally different externals. But you feel that there is a glue that holds it all together. There's something unseen, something spiritual. That's what we call a neshama. That's Knesset Yisrael. Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. One feels this much more in Eretz Yisrael. Kiblu Alehem Arvut. And with that feeling, one can prepare for a tefillah. Tefillah La'ani Ki Ya'atof. Mima Amakim Krasicha Hashem. One feels that identity with those who are under the missile. One feels an identity with those who live in constant fear. And this can be our contribution to the Eitz Hara. You are blessed not only by being in Eretz Yisrael, where you can feel this Achdut, this Klal Yisrael, but you're also in very, very special communities, yeshivot, medrashot, where you can magnify, you can enhance that feeling with Ma'aseh Chesed, within the community, in the dormitory, in the classroom, in the Beit Midrash, outside of the community, making packages for soldiers, or just helping Jews. Just helping Jews, just helping fellow Jews. Giving, netina, giving creates ahava. Giving increases achdut. And of course, you're in communities that you joined in order to learn Torah. Every one of you in his own way. Every one of you came to Eretz Yisrael to link into that divine gift, that present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that connects us to Him. Yisrael, Oraita, V'kutcha B'richu Chadhu. It's the glue that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal, at the end of Masechet Sota, teach us, Kol Ha'osek B'Torah Mitoch HaDochak Tfilato Nishma'at Ve'en HaPargod Ninelet B'Fanav. Anyone who learns Torah in a difficult situation, his tefillah is a very unique tefillah, and there are no curtains between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no locks. There are no gates. Now, I think that all of you are in the situation of being Lomei Torah Midochak. I'm sure it's difficult to concentrate. I'm sure it's difficult to keep your mind on the set text which is in front of you. But if we can just push ourselves to try and use that medium that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to connect to Him, to grow spiritually, that enhances our tefillah. Kol halomei mitoch hadochak tefillato nishma'at. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're trying to connect to Him on all levels, Torah, avoda, gemilat chasadim, chesed, Torah, tefillah, ein hapargod nif'al lefanav. That breaks down all the machitzot. In closing my remarks, and then opening up, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to listen. With all the pain with which we empathize, I think that you simultaneously feel the hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you feel the Shomer Yisrael. You feel how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us with tenderness. Anisecha shebechol yom imanu. The 95% of the missiles that missed their target, not out of a lack of those who are shooting them to aim well, 95% missed their target. And of the 5% that lo aleinu hit the target, causing mostly damage to property, the total disproportion of wounded and dead between us and our enemies, that which drives the media crazy. And we know that it's not because they don't know how to aim, and we know how to aim. We know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Kipat Barzel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who is watching over us, who has given us the intelligence to know how to build an anti-missile system, and is certain that this is a protection for Klal Yisrael. Let's dive in together. Hashem oz l'amo yitein, Hashem yivarech et amo b'shalom.